Everybody wake up.
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Emma and I, my fiance and I, went and we got a tree. We got a real tree. I got my fake one from the apartment, which I put up first, right? Put that in the living room. And fake trees, very easy to decorate.
Yes.
No big deal. I've done that the last few years. Real trees, much trickier. We went to the Kirkwood Farmers Market, which was a great time. Looked at trees, realized we did not know what anyone was looking for. That's a tough. I don't know what to look for. They're all in the they're all wrapped up, and you're just kind of hoping for the best.
Oh, were they wrapped up when you were there?
Yeah, I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them. But we got a good one. We thought about bringing in some consultants, but I think we did okay. We brought it home, supported local, which I'm glad we went there and supported local, because later that day I was at Home Depot and those trees are much, much cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so glad we made the noble choice first, because I saw what I could have spent on a tree. But you got to support local, right, guys? And got the tree, got it in there. Set it up. We did okay. We didn't knock anything over or anything. It was just the two of us. We did videotape it, but no, you can't see that.
You didn't decorate right away, though. You let the branches fall.
Yeah, a little bit. It turns out I've got a gift for Christmas decorations.
You do?
Yeah.
In what way?
I bring things together.
The magic touch.
Listen to what I did. The bottom of the tree, some of the branches were a little bit, they needed some work. So I cut them off. And then I took them and I put them on the mantle with a few ornaments across them.
Wow.
And it looks great.
You really produced the heck out of Christmas at your house, it sounds like.
Everybody is talking about it. But yeah, we did. So we did the real tree thing and got all Christmassy, and we're playing Raycon of Christmas records that gifted me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Last year we were rocking those, made some hot chocolate, did the whole thing. And feeling great about Christmas.
Did all your lights work?
On the tree?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because I thought, oh, great. You know, we put our tree up right after Thanksgiving. It's ready to go. Got the lights. It looks nice. Everything's wonderful. And all of a sudden, one of the strands, half of it doesn't light.
Oh, no.
And you're like, looks like we're restringing the tree.
Wait, is yours already is it a pre-lit artificial tree?
No, it used to be a pre-lit tree until I cut the lights off years ago.
You cut them off?
Yeah, that's the biggest mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm like, this is a great tree, or so I thought. But after I cut the lights off, over the years, the tree sheds like tons and tons.
Really?
Just ridiculous, yeah.
The fake ones?
Even the fake ones.
No, and this thing is just, never shed.
Yeah, this one
is, what you're doing.
It's time to get a new tree. So we bought a new tree that we'll have for next year.
Nice.
Yeah. You're not putting it up this year?
No. Because the other one's already up.
Why wouldn't you buy it, especially you who loves a deal, why wouldn't you buy it right after Christmas and probably get a great deal on that fake tree?
Because, you know, Sarah had some Kohl's cash.
And you went for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Real trees, I have so much more respect for my mother. Real trees, not only a lot of work with the watering and the needles and stuff, but hard to decorate, too. A fake tree, that'll hold any kind of ornaments,
anything you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, if you're like me and you've got a wide variety of ornaments, let's say your old Pez dispensers have been transformed into ornaments.
Oh,
let's
Lord.
Say you just got some in Omaha. Let's say you've got a whole ton. It's hard to keep them on those branches.
Yeah. Like, our tree is pretty bare in terms of ornaments because it's a beautiful tree. Perfectly asymmetrical. I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous tree. But I have to string an ornament on like 7 branches for a total.
Really?
They're just, I mean, they're not as strong as thick wire from your artificial tree. And for years, we bought ornaments that worked on that one.
Right.
I need lighter ornaments too. Ryan put the Christmas lights up and then yesterday just really rounded it out. Our Christmas inflatables are up.
Ooh.
Oh, man. I don't think we're going to be those people. No offense.
Listen,
how many do you have up?
I wasn't that person, but then I went through, you know, a lot 1 year over December, and so I bought one, and then our neighbors think it's really hilarious to just randomly put them in our yard. So last year we got a wiener dog in a Santa costume, and we also got Santa's butt on fire going down the chimney, and then a reindeer's using a fire extinguisher
to
put it out.
I'm not sure I'd have bought in Glendale had I seen that last year. Y98, it is the wake up. Time for a little Who on the Show. We do it every week with our pal Alex Rich, who we haven't talked to in a while. Alex polls our coworkers to find out what they think of us, how much they listen to the show, and typically we end up fighting. So, Alex, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Good to hear from you guys. Good to talk to you guys.
I noticed a new song on your Instagram page. You do some musical parodies. What's your plug? Go ahead and plug your Instagram real quick.
Yeah, it's I appreciate it, Tim. It's A Rich Hoosiers 13. It's a bit odd. It's A Rich Hoosiers 13, but had to drop the first track of the Christmas album this year. So.
Oh wow! And it's Justin Bieber's Mistletoe.
It is Justin Bieber's Mistletoe. So that's it's a fan favorite, I think. So. I mean, do you guys have any feedback for me? I know Tim's pretty critical, but I can always take it.
I actually said quick plug. We've been talking about it for 90 seconds already. So
let's move on.
No, you do a good job. We wouldn't have plugged it otherwise. Go ahead and check it out. Let's get into the game. Any topic or theme this week, Alex?
We're getting into the holiday season, obviously. So we're going a little post Thanksgiving and then a little bit giving. And you'll holiday giving. You'll see what I'm talking about.
All right. Okay. What's up first?
Who on the show found the best Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals?
I didn't really look. I think Jen is going to do well.
I do too.
Oh, I was going to say Tim and Kevin.
How's it look, Alex?
You guys are on track. Jen, 5 votes. Kevin, 4. Tim, 1. Yeah. Lance, not a deal shopper. He just kind of goes and gets whatever he needs when he needs it. Jen, what
That's
did you
true.
Get?
What did I get?
Yeah, what was the deal? Deal of the day.
Can't say because my kids are in the car driving to school.
Uh-oh.
But it's a good one.
Coworkers are right. Alex, what's next?
Who on the show is still eating leftover turkey sandwiches?
Oh.
Okay. Just because I had one yesterday
does
not count.
I had one last night.
Hey,
oh, wow. How are you two still standing?
Now, keep in mind, Thanksgiving for us was a little late. We had it on Sunday instead of Thursday.
That's true. Yeah, these two, and I suspect our coworkers will get that right.
Right.
Yeah.
Kevin, 5. Lance, 4.
Nailed
Tim
it.
1.
Yeah,
Tim
nice.
One.
Pretty much.
Nice.
Good for
What's
them.
The date? How long do you think it's good after?
Oh, I think after Monday, you have to toss everything.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, but...
Depends what it is. It depends on a lot of variables. You got to follow your heart on this type of thing.
All right, well, I'll take that into advice. Hey, holiday season is here. There's a lot of giving, a lot of receiving. Who on the show likes giving more than receiving?
I do.
I'm going with Lance, then.
Guys, I'm talking about gifts here. Okay?
Yeah, we know.
What did you think? What did we think you were talking about?
It's That's always what I better thought you were, you know, to receive.
Yep. I think we're on the same page.
We're on the same page.
I think Lance will do okay.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, who
Kevin
won?
is the most giving person.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's true.
Kevin has got 6 votes. Jen, 2. Lance, 1. Tim, 1. Tim, not a great showing for you this week.
I like getting stuff. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not offended by this.
No, you got to appreciate what you get.
Yeah. You got another one?
No. I think 3 questions.
Alex,
he's done giving.
He's waiting for us to do one. He's more into receiving than he is giving. Bring an extra one next week. How about that? That's who on the show. Thank you, Alex.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
The Mandalorian has revealed Baby Yoda's name, and I don't think anybody likes it. So this is your chance to tune out for 30 seconds if you don't want to know what happened during Friday's episode of The Mandalorian. Rosario Dawson shows up. They travel to the planet Corvus to find Jedi Ahsoka Tano, played by Rosario. She can read.
Who once told me I had great eyes?
Rosario Dawson did, or a Jedi Ahsoka Tano?
Worth mentioning. Rosario.
Okay. After Rosario read Baby Yoda's thoughts, she told his backstory and also revealed his real name.
Grogu and I can feel each other's thoughts.
Grogu?
Yes.
Episode was awesome. Rosario was awesome.
Michael Biehn was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really...
I love some of the cameos. It's really cool the way they do that.
I'm fine with the Grogu name. I mean, I don't know what we expected. It was going to be something weird like that. He wasn't going to be like, his name's Scott.
I also think it's close to Groot, and it makes me think of Baby Groot, who's super cute too. So I'm fine. I'm fine with it. Some people are not having it though.
No, I think it's good. It was cool just to see that character that we've seen in some of the animated Star Wars stuff that she was there and real, and even hearing them mention Yoda. And it's the first time we've seen a Jedi in this whole series.
Yes.
You know, we're a season and a half into this thing, and this is the first Jedi. It's the first time we've seen a... Well, it's not the first time we've seen a lightsaber, but it's good stuff.
Yeah.
I love The Mandalorian. I just want to make that very clear. And again, Rosario Dawson once told me... Okay.
But what did she say about your eyes?
Look at those eyes. Something like that, I think it was. Wow. It's okay. On videotape somewhere.
Craigslist missed connections.
Oh, yeah. An uncommon usage for missed connections on Craigslist. Usually it's people looking for love, showing remorse that they missed their opportunity, like this one. But the exception's coming up. We'll start with Pretty Woman Driving on Manchester. We exchanged a few glances while driving down Manchester Road Friday night. If you are going home to an empty house or apartment, and you need some fun in your life, drop me a note. Better yet, wave next time.
I love that. Woman on Manchester. Okay, that really narrows it down to like 75% of St. Louis.
Yeah, you might see more waving on Manchester as a result of that, and maybe people will use all their fingers.
Missed connections.
Traffic joke.
Yeah, that's a tough stretch of road. A lot of tempers flaring. Repairman. You're the repairman who came by my apartment yesterday to fix my cable. May I just say that not only did you fix my cable, you've restored my faith in men everywhere.
Whoa.
You not only were polite and efficient, but quite handsome. Some might even say hot, all caps. Let's just say that my next cable outage, air quotes, may just be an excuse to see you again. Hope you see this. Hope you're single. And mostly, hope you're interested.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
You want your faith restored in men, but also maintenance guys. Upkeepstl.com.
Yeah, that's right.
They're just letting you know, it's good people.
Home warranty. Also, yes. Mm-hmm.
Foodstuff's coming up at 8:05-ish.
Missed connections.
New merch at LudoRock.com. Cyber Monday sales going on now.
And an uncommon type of attitude, emotion that you find on Craigslist. This one's titled, "See ya." It's been a few months since I had to talk to you. I hope it stays that way. I think about you every day still. Now it's just all the bad stuff. I should have left way before I did. Now I see I didn't like you as much as I thought. You're now with the other people that I dropped out of my life, and it really has made a difference. I don't miss the connection with you at all. Plus, I really hated your mustache.
Wow. Whoa!
People used to write letters and just like burn them in a fire, but now I guess there's Craigslist.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
Craigslist didn't seem like the right spot for that one.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I like that. I like it. I like a different usage for the forum.
Cheaper than a therapist, I guess.
Craigslist missed connections.
I am not bribing people to say nice things about my Christmas inflatables. It's a wake up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. You know,
I'm sorry, that sounds like a Lifetime movie. My Christmas inflatables.
We took a picture of it and put it up on our Instagram and Facebook page yesterday. It started out as one little Christmas tree a few years ago, and then it just got a little crazy. But then I found Santa with the sleigh. Then all my neighbors and friends thought it was really fun to add to the tackiness of my front yard.
Jen has 9 inflatables in her front yard.
Yeah. You're running out of plugs.
And as someone pointed out, like, they're all lined up in a row. Yeah, guess what? Christmas inflatables, those cords aren't very long. So I can't really stagger them at all. They're all
extension
just
cords. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess so.
I haven't been a homeowner very long, but I I know about extension cords.
So Tim put them up there, and I think you were like, okay, what did you say? Don't hold back. Be honest and don't hold back.
Yeah, and everyone's like, they're
everybody,
great.
Everybody held back.
I mean, you got two polar bears. The idea that they're not flanking the rest of them is crazy to me.
Yeah, originally.
And I'd put Olaf right in the middle.
Yeah, the polar bears were flanking each other, to be fair. And then I switched it because Disco Santa blocks whatever's to the left of him. And so I put the wiener dogs over there. I'd rather have the wiener dogs blocked.
You can
than...
check this out on our Instagram, at the Wake Up Y98.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's very festive. The more the merrier.
60, a lot of comments.
I love it. I think it looks great. No, you don't. Listen, 2015 me would be like, this is something. And then a couple, I feel like I'm validated. Okay, people didn't, I would have been fine with you insulting my inflatables, but I'm finally validated because a couple people said, where's the moat? Where's the moat?
Had to fill it in to put all the inflatables in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then somebody said, what happened to the 8 floors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this is the pool house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's not the pool house. Mm-hmm. You can see my teeny tiny garage right there that you can't fit a car inside.
I think it's, I mean, yeah.
We need to
have
do some rearranging.
Have any of your neighbors complained? Have anybody left anonymous notes or anything?
Yeah. You got drive-bys coming, you know, to check it out.
Oh, somebody said they're putting it on their list of places to walk by in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Must be I've been in that neighborhood. Not a long list.
No. So, no.
I mean, it's lovely, but like attractions? I mean.
Right. To the left of us, our neighbors are into it. Okay. They have Christmas inflatables too. To the right, our other neighbor hates them. Hates them and has been on vacation in Florida, and we were all tempted to just stick all the inflatables in her yard for when she came home. But Ryan was like, then that's a lot of work. Then I have to move them again. I don't want to put them up twice. Yeah, no one else. It's just the two of us.
Yeah, people are generally supportive on here. So I'm not going to make the joke that I made off air yesterday.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
Ooh, Schmig Schmackdown. We play it every Friday. Basically, one of us invents a game, two of us compete, and the champion comes back the following week. It is my turn to come up with the game, and what I like to do is also, I'm nothing if not efficient, Tim Conway. You guys know that about me. I got to figure out, I'm taking next week off, going to watch a bunch of Christmas movies, and I got to figure out which ones I should do. So I incorporated that into the game. Here's the deal. Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You guys are going to have to name the title. Name it from one information, you're wondering. Well, Jen Myers is going to describe the Christmas movie based on what I show her, which will be the poster from that movie.
Where do I have to move over here?
I like that.
Do I need to move over there?
One of these two would be easier, I guess. Okay. I didn't think about that. I apologize.
How much time do you want on the clock?
Don't look. 30 seconds for each of you.
Oh, man. That might be one description.
Can you... All right, so Jen moved over there.
Okay.
Don't look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kev, 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Who would like to go first? Or who gets... Who's the champion?
Let's have Lance go first.
He's the champion.
Okay.
He won last time we played.
Lance, you're the champion.
Okay, how do I see this stuff?
No, you just listen to my description of the movie poster.
Okay, so you look at it and you describe
it. Yes.
Got it.
And I'm going to be honest, I only have so many for each of you. That said, feel free to pass, and then we'll go back to that one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
See what happens. Okay. Clock is going to start, I guess, when Jen starts talking.
Okay.
Okay, you sure?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going first.
It's going to start when I say go. Ready, set, go.
Fragile.
Christmas Story.
Santa! I know him!
Pass.
Clark, that there is an RV.
Christmas Vacation.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Us. Santa Chronicles?
Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas. I wasn't sure about that.
You got Christmas Vacation and you got A Christmas Story and you did not get Elf.
2.5 Santa Chronicles? No?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we'll give you 2.5
Oh, okay.
Okay. I knew the Santa part I wasn't sure of, but I knew it was Chronicles.
All right.
Now Kevin's gonna try. Kevin, oh, man. I got a feeling you can do more than 2.5
I'll try.
All right, here we go. Ready, go.
Tom Hanks narrates.
The Polar Express.
Oh, we were just talking about these Christmas sweaters, and you're not going to know it, but it's the Hanukkah sweater.
No, no, last holiday.
Nope. Whoville?
The Grinch used to hold Christmas.
This is an old one.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Nope. The other one.
White Christmas.
No. Miracle on 34th Street. No, it was over. Time's up.
Time's
it over?
Up. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sadly, 2.5 beats 2.
No, okay, so you both had 2, technically. So let's do the tiebreaker right here, okay? So yell the movie if you know it.
Hang on, we're not doing that one.
Really?
Well, okay, we'll do this one.
All right, I'm gonna reveal it to Jen, and then you guys gotta go. Let's do best 2 out of 3 on these. Here we go.
Okay. Oh man.
You can say the people's names.
Oh, you can. Well, his name's on the poster.
Why wouldn't you?
The ghosts of Christmas past, and everybody revisit him from the 80s.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Say his name.
Bill Murray.
Scrooged.
Kevin. It's not a Christmas movie, but it is, and it stars
Die Hard!
There you go.
Kevin wins.
Right. Their names were on the poster, I thought.
Well, you did say it. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Yeah, you
Their
did
names were not on the poster.
Oh, okay.
But the idea that you didn't say Will Ferrell and he couldn't have gotten Elf like that.
Right!
I put like 40 of these together and you guys each got through 3.
Well, guess what Lance is doing next week.
Yeah, exactly. I got your game for you.
Right.
All right. That's... Kevin wins.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kevin. That is Schmick Schmackdown. We'll maybe play again next week on The Wake Up on Y98.
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Have you ever lied to someone about their cooking? Have you ever told someone their cooking was good when it wasn't?
Yes.
Who?
Oh, we were just talking about it over Thanksgiving. Ryan's grandmother used to make this oyster stuffing.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
No, it does.
No. I mean, she was a great cook, but that oyster stuffing, I would like, you'd have to put it on your plate and you'd have to eat it. But man, and one year my parents showed up at Thanksgiving with Ryan's family and my mom didn't know there were oysters in it.
Whoa. What happened? What'd she do?
Well, first of all, she hates seafood. But the texture of those oysters inside stuffing when you're not expecting them?
Oh.
Can you imagine?
No.
She had a little bit of difficulty there.
Oh, my stomach's turning just thinking about this. 55% of people say that they have lied to someone about their cooking. 34% say that they never have. Kevin, have you?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
Yeah. Lance?
Lied about someone's cooking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Who not?
Oh, whoa. Wow. Who not?
You're always lying about people's cooking?
I thought Lance was going to say number one and number two.
Yeah. Referencing his earlier wives. Yeah.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. Some mind-blowing facts that I'd like to share. Here's something you didn't know. The North and South Poles don't officially have time zones. In the North Pole, each research station uses the time from its home country. And in the South, since most people fly there from New Zealand, that's the time zone they use.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Here's something you didn't know. A female chauffeur is called a chauffeuse.
A chauffeuse?
Uh-huh.
How is it spelled at the end? F-U-U-Z?
E-U-S-E.
Careful now.
Huh?
Chauffeuse.
Here's something you didn't know.
The eight pawns on a chessboard all used to have their own names based on non-royalty jobs. Gambler, policeman, innkeeper, merchant, doctor, weaver, blacksmith, and farmer. They each had a different
Really?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait, on a chessboard?
Uh-huh. The pawns were all different particular things.
But no Jimmy?
No Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Here's something you didn't know. James Madison is the only president who had two vice presidents die in office. His first VP was George Clinton. This is where Kevin was supposed to play. He died in 1812. The second was Eldridge Gerry, who died in 1814.
Eldridge Gerry?
Elbridge Gerry or Gary, I don't know.
Huh. Mm.
Wouldn't you like to be the third guy he asked to be the VP?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Man, I can't do it. I'm busy.
Hard pass, bro.
Here's something you didn't know. According to a study by MIT, the toughest tongue twister is... Kevin, I emailed it to you. I'd like you to read it, please.
All right.
The toughest tongue twister ever, according to MIT. Go ahead.
Does it contain the word chefu?
It doesn't. Chefus. It doesn't.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
That's fine, but faster, please.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
One more time.
Pad, kid, poured, curd. Pad, kid, poured, curd.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
No.
It doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. Like, what's the...
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
Pretty much, yes.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
What's the other one? Other tongue twisters?
The word wolf?
She, that one. Can't even do that.
Hey!
The word wolf. Yeah, it's better at
things
this.
You didn't know.
This is The Wake Up. Couple of headlines I found interesting here. Two kind of related. First, a guy in Washington was pulled over for using flashlights as his headlights, which I know sounds incredibly ghetto, but if you look at it, he did it the best way possible. It was like the big, heavy-duty flashlights. He turned them on. He had them in
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I guess he had been in an accident, knocked out his headlights. So he put these things in, but they were like, sorry, man, it doesn't fly. But this, if you see the picture, we'll put it up at Y98.com. I give the guy credit. This also similar to this one in Canada, a guy was busted for using a lawn chair as the driver's seat in his SUV. So same
thing.
What
happened to the driver's seat?
That was a little bit more complicated. That one I don't actually know, but these people are being resourceful. It's interesting. Both these people, by the way, tons of inflatable lawn ornaments in their front yard.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
It's insane. You know, if you have flashlights as your headlights, you might have an inflatable in your front yard.
I don't have flashlights.
I said
for
to Jen the other day,
way.
People ask because I implied that I made a joke off air, which I didn't share, and it was just that you know, Jen has 100 inflatables in her yard. We posted the picture. It's up on the Instagram at the Wake Up 198. And I just said Jen didn't grow up here, so she doesn't know what the word Hoosier means. And maybe that's why she was comfortable with all those things. All right. And now to a science headline. A baby was born in Tennessee from an embryo that was frozen in October of 1992.
Whoa.
Oh, I have a lot of questions.
It's a snow baby.
Oh, because it was frozen?
Yeah, that's what they call those frozen embryos that then become babies.
From 92. I don't know enough to have the questions that I feel like I should even have there, but it seems like an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated by it, especially because we did IVF. Because I had a few miscarriages. We did IVF. I had Finn through that. And then I still had three embryos that were frozen. Unfortunately, when we did that, it didn't work. But it was crazy to me to think, like, depending on, we had five embryos and they picked the two best ones and implanted those. And one obviously took. But what if it had been a different combination? They would have been twins instead of like a few years right. apart. Or in this case, what? I can't do math.
Oh.
20-something years, 28 years apart.
Oh, I got you from the same, yeah.
Yeah.
So how long do they, I mean, how long are they good for? Are they good for forever?
Well, I mean, clearly This one,
Finn's still going strong. So that's good for
he was
for a
never
while.
On ice.
And finally, at least 41 people who attended a swingers event in New Orleans last month have now tested positive for coronavirus. They interviewed the event organizer. This is real. And he said, quote, "If I could go back in time, I would not produce this event again." If you produce swinger events for a living and you have access to a time machine, you go back past November. I assure you of that.
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Tim just talked about how you can get $5,000 for the worst cookie recipe from Reynolds Wrap. And Joanne's on the phone asking about a cookie recipe.
Okay. My husband used to deliver mail in Belleville. And there was an older lady on his route who used to make and sell these cookies that had dried fruit in them. It wasn't a fruit cake recipe. It was a soft cookie. And I have been trying for years to find a recipe for this kind of a cookie. And I just wondered if you could put the word out there and see if anybody has a recipe for that cookie.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell us that the cookie was so bad that you were going to enter it in that contest to earn a $5,000.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misled you.
No, let's find these delicious dried fruit cookies from Belleville. If you guys know, text us 314.
If anybody, you know, like probably their grandmother or something like that might have had a recipe.
Right.
And Kevin, hi. Hi to everybody. I met you guys all personally at the donut thing you did here in Alton a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Donut.
Yes.
Kevin, you took a picture of me with the group and then emailed it to me.
Oh, awesome.
But I've watched and listened to you guys for over 20 years. But today you got my curiosity up and I thought I'd give you a call and see if you could help me find my cookie recipe.
Something special about that food stuff segment, isn't it? We will
out the worst and the best of all of us.
Yeah, sure does. we'll put it out there and see if we can help. We'll have people text us 314-531-9898 if you know anything about that recipe. Joanne, thank you so much. We really appreciate you listening.
Happy holidays.
I don't think our elf is going to be on the shelf this year. It's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
Oh, wait a second. Santa is immune from COVID. I think so are the elves, correct?
Yes, but I told Nora that I don't know that it's the greatest idea for him to be flying back and forth to the North Pole. Nora's suggestion was just that he doesn't leave every night and he just stays at our house because it's too cold for him to fly. And I said, yeah, I'm not sure that, you know, we're not even letting neighbor kids inside our house, but we're going to, I don't know that we should let this elf in there.
You sound like my wife. My wife is not a fan of our elf on the shelf.
Well, nobody's a fan of your elf, Jimmy, because he like has a tuxedo and he's showing up all the other elves.
He's a little over the top. Now
he gets presents on his birthday, Tim. Jimmy, I mean, the elf.
That's right.
Yeah, so do I.
December 18th, every year. Jimmy gets like a new outfit. He got actually a birthday outfit, a cupcake to wear to celebrate other people's birthdays. Because Jimmy comes back in your birthday month.
Is Sarah ticked off because you're more thoughtful when it comes to gifts for Jimmy than you are for Sarah?
Maybe. but Jimmy brings an advent calendar for the kids.
Sure.
It's been a little upgraded. Now it's a Lego calendar.
Ooh.
So it's pretty cool. Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, I didn't do an advent. You're making me look bad.
And then he also bought ornaments, and for the first year ever, Jimmy bought a gift for Sarah.
Trying to butter her up?
Yeah, because, you know, she has not been a fan of this elf, so...
Who is?
I am. He's really great.
You are a child at heart.
We got the book. We got the elf. He came to the station here a couple years ago, and he's just been a part of the family ever since.
So what did Jimmy bring Sarah?
He brought Sarah an ornament from A Christmas Story. Okay. Ralphie in the bunny suit. Yeah, the PJs.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And how'd she take it? Did it patch things up?
It never made the tree.
Ouch.
She threw it right in the trash.
You know, I think with a little glue and some tape, it'll be fine.
But it'll be just like the leg lamp.
Yeah, but it's not the principle. The principle is this. It's Christmas time. You have an elf on the shelf. He's there to give gifts and be a part of your family.
See, Santa's got a little spy who tells him when the kids are bad. An elf who's a helper to mom and dad. So to all the parents who need that
what to do with that little elf. 1.
You buy your elf at the store.
2.
You take your elf to your home.
3.
You put the elf on the shelf, and it will freak your kids out.
It's the elf on the shelf.
The elf on the shelf, yeah, yeah.
Just the elf on the shelf.
Ooh, the elf on the shelf, yeah.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Frankie. It's Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement, and the three of you weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
So this week, Saturday, December 5th, is the anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition.
Ooh.
The Prohibition of Alcohol. FDR, you guys know him. He ended it. It was 13 years, Prohibition. We're going to find out how much you guys know about Prohibition. Lance, for some reason, I feel like you know a lot about this.
We'll see.
We will
see. The only stuff I know about Prohibition comes from the Anheuser-Busch Brewery Tour.
There you go. Here we go.
That's a good source.
Yeah, right.
Bonafide or bogus, it was illegal to drink alcohol during Prohibition.
That's a trick question.
Yeah, yes, bona fide.
Maybe just illegal to purchase it. So I'm going to say
bogus. Oh, nice.
Bogus.
Oh, I like your thinking, yeah. Jen.
Jen might be right, but I'm going to say bogus.
I'm going to say bona fide.
It is bogus.
Oh, man.
No.
Bogus.
Sorry. Sorry, the keys have been drinking.
Bogus.
The 18th Amendment only forbade the manufacture, sale, and transportation of intoxicating liquors, not their consumption. Up next, bona fide or bogus, Prohibition had been tried before.
Bona fide.
Ever anywhere?
In the United States.
Oh, okay. That's tough. I'll say bona fide.
Bona fide.
Kev?
Bona fide.
Yeah, it's bona fide.
Bona fide!
People have been trying over and over. They got a huge victory in 1851 when the Maine legislature passed a statewide prohibition on serving alcohol. Then a dozen other states instituted what they called Maine laws of their own, only to repeal them a few years later because people flipped out. But yeah, they kind of tried it before. Mm. And then they say World War I was a big part of why they said, all right, we're actually doing this. And part of that reason, and it was a bunch of things, they were like, oh, this yeast should go into bread for the troops. But they also were like, hey, we got to fight the Germans here. And all the big breweries were German families.
Huh. Oh.
So it helped turn the tide. And people were like, yeah, let's do it.
That's a good point. I've never thought about that. Never connected those dots.
Yeah. Bona fide or bogus. Some states refuse to enforce prohibition.
Bona fide.
I think that's bogus.
Bona fide.
It's bona fide.
Bonafide?
Really?
They did basically leave it up to the states to enforce. They expected them to, the federal government, and some of them just didn't. Maryland never even enacted an enforcement code. They basically didn't do anything. Then New York switched theirs, did the same thing. They repealed it. And then finally, they were just like, all right, this isn't worth it. Nobody cares anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, 2020, it seems like a lot of things haven't changed.
Bonafide or bogus, prohibition continues in some parts of the country to this day.
I'm thinking of like Kentucky, right?
Yeah, I think there's some liquor laws, right?
Dry counties.
You can't buy like beer before noon on Sundays in certain stores. So I'm gonna say bona fide.
Yeah, Boston has some weird liquor laws, I think. Bona fide.
I'm gonna say bogus.
It's actually bona fide.
Bona fide.
Listen to this though. Kansas and Oklahoma remain dry until 1948 and 1959. The entire states.
Wow.
Mississippi until 63.
I'm sure you have a Mississippi joke in there.
Yeah. I don't know what your problem is with Mississippi jokes. A lot of upstanding people.
Oh, how dare you.
But to this day, 10 states still contain counties where alcohol sales are prohibited outright. Completely dry counties. And finally, bona fide or bogus. During Prohibition, the brewery Coors focused on the design and manufacturing of women's shoes.
That's weird.
The champagne of beers. That's not Coors.
That's Miller.
Yeah.
But I think they're owned by the same company now, so you're in the ballpark.
Okay, so I'm going to say bona fide.
What did AB do? They made like Bevo.
Yeah.
They made Bevo.
Yeah, it
drink.
Was like a non-alcoholic
cereal drink,
soda,
near beer,
or something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say bogus. It's got to be a different drink, not shoes. That seems ridiculous.
I know a lot of these places did what they could to stay afloat and alive and in business as best they could. I'll say bona fide.
It is bogus.
Bogus! Ah.
But it's not that crazy. Coors actually worked on the production of pottery and ceramics.
Huh,
so it's not
okay.
that crazy. Yeah. A lot of people, like you guys said, they made what they called near beers, stuff like that. And a lot of them even sort of got around the laws. They would sell like malt syrup that all you had to do was add water, yeast, let it ferment, and you had beer. And winemakers sold chunks of grape concentrate called wine bricks.
Huh.
You basically just added water, let it sit, and you had wine.
Wine bricks. Yeah. That sounds like we need to bring that back.
Wine bricks. The Y98 bricks. We should sell those immediately. Y98.com. That's Bonafide or Bogus.
And that's another round of Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Best and worst TV shows of 2020. Tiger King does not make the list on either side. It's The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Entertainment Weekly put out their list of the best and worst TV shows. Tim, one you just binged over the weekend, came in at number two.
The Undoing?
No.
Oh.
The one before that.
That was a few weekends ago.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. Yeah.
Yes.
That's got to be my in my top three of the year for sure.
Really good?
Maybe my number one. I mean, it really had an effect on me. It was so well done, just different and positive.
I know. I think I'm saving it for like the week that I'm off for Christmas, you know, just so I can like sit down and soak it in. Like, I don't want to rush through it.
Did the morning show make it? That was like, wasn't that like around the same time as Tiger King?
Or
was that late last year?
That was last year.
I was just thinking about some of the stuff we binged early.
Yeah, we binged Tiger King.
I watched morning show I guess it was January.
Would number one then be The Mandalorian?
Mandalorian does not make the list.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's, yeah.
I'll give you my top three, I think, right now that came out this year would be Lasso, Undoing, and Mandalorian.
Okay, I would put Ted Lasso on there, even though I haven't seen it, because I've heard so many great things.
I love Jason Sudeikis. We're doing it.
No. I would say Mandalorian, Queen's Gambit, and The Crown.
I would say Mandalorian, The Umbrella Academy.
Oh yeah.
And then Cobra Kai.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That blew me away how good that show really is.
Guilty pleasures, I gotta go Tiger King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Masked Singer, I'm sorry, but I'm on board.
Yes.
And you know I discovered some 90 Day Fiancé this
year. Oh, that's right.
And
it affected me, without a doubt.
That isn't even on their... Okay, so they have the top 18 shows, and then they have the three worst, and then they have a couple guilty pleasures.
Okay, so is number one then HBO's Watchmen? Because that was fantastic.
That's not on there either. I don't know what Entertainment Weekly is doing. Better Call Saul came in first.
Yeah.
It came in first?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. That was a while ago. I guess, it's in my top five.
Ted Lasso, The Midnight Gospel on Netflix?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
I'm not up that late, though.
The Vow on HBO.
Yeah, I want to hit that for sure. That's the weird culty Hollywood thing.
Oh, Pen 15 on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen it, but people like it.
Netflix The Crown comes in at number six. Then for your top 10, The Plot Against America on HBO. I Hate Susie on HBO Max. HBO's I May Destroy You. And FX's Better Things. The worst, Westworld on HBO.
Ouch.
Netflix Space Force with Steve Carell. Yeah, you know, that got a lot of hype.
I tried. I got into about two or three episodes, and it just lost me.
Everyone said it was so bad.
I didn't mind that show.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't mind that one at all. Huh. You really have to warm up to it, but I didn't mind it.
And then they said anything on Quibi. With their guilty pleasure kind of added to the worst list. MTV's Double Shot at Love. I would put 90 Day Fiancé on there too. And Netflix Emily in Paris.
Ugh.
They said they enjoyed it, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah, she posts a picture of herself eating a croissant, and then boom, she's got 20,000 Instagram followers. Get out of here.
Not even the top 100 things bad about that show. Microsoft has technology now that can tell if you're bored during a Zoom meeting. It's the wake up on Y98.
What do you mean, if?
Yeah, right.
Right. You
it's
know
a
how,
given at this point.
You know how you can tell if I'm bored during a Zoom meeting?
You're in the meeting?
I'm in the Zoom meeting. They just filed a patent for a new sensor that monitors people's body language during the meetings. The sensors would also watch people's facial expressions and analyze their speech patterns and then figure out how bored they are. They're saying it could be a way for bosses to know if they should improve their meetings and make them more engaging. But I kind of get the feeling it would be used more to punish employees than make bosses spend even...
Are you right?
I can't read what it says here, but but yeah, that's you don't want your company to be like, oh, look how bored Kevin was during the thing, but they're gonna have access to this too. I've been called out before, I'll be honest, by superiors like, hey, you looked a little bored during that Zoom meeting, and I always say, I assure you, I'd have been just as bored in person.
Right.
Don't blame.
I know. I love how they're blaming 2020 and Zoom. Like we were bored when we were in a conference room.
Right.
But maybe spacing out isn't the worst thing. I'll tell you why. Another story, a study out of a little place called Washington University.
What?
Right down the street here.
Heard of it.
They did a study that they say it is a good thing when people daydream at work.
Ooh, okay. Ooh,
really?
The researchers found that it helps people come up with more creative solutions to whatever they're working on and also helps them get through challenging projects.
That's okay. Nice. Yeah.
It says, though, that they also found work culture hasn't quite caught up with the power of daydreaming. Researchers found if you get caught daydreaming too much, it can have a negative effect on your performance reviews. That seems like a weird thing, sitting down with your boss and they're like, hey, you're daydreaming too much. Like, isn't that what fourth graders do, right?
Right.
Yep.
Clearly, daydreaming and being bored in Zoom meetings led to whoever developed this app.
Yeah, I would agree.
Got them going.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Warning, boring, warning, boring.
I'm sorry, that was me.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Are you buying Christmas presents for your pets? You guys all have pets.
No.
I don't. It's the Wake Up on Y98. You're not.
You're
absolutely not?
Not
under any circumstances.
But it's so easy.
He's been a bad boy this year.
It gets towards the end. It like at the beginning of the shopping season, I'm like, oh yeah, I should do that. And then by the end, I'm just tired and I forget and I don't care. But my daughter's incensed by it. She's very upset that she's upset that he doesn't get Christmas presents and that we don't celebrate his birthday.
Oh, okay. So you don't even have a stocking for Abe?
Abe's been dead.
That's what I, as soon as I said Abe, I'm like, wait a second. It's not
I was
Abe.
Like, who's Abe?
Sorry, another president, George.
Yeah, George. We do have a stocking for George. Yeah, so it sits empty most of the time.
Maybe Abe would still be around if they had given him presents.
I know.
Oh, knock it off. No, but I probably should. I mean, he has a bunch of Christmas sweaters and Christmas pajamas. Like when we all went through Winter Wonderland with matching pajamas a couple weeks ago, George has matching pajamas with us.
Oh, we'll tell Nora to lay off then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think that's enough.
But
he's
not opening anything Christmas morning. George.
No, he's
but
not.
It's so easy. They make the little stocking thing for the dog. It's like a couple bucks. You can always get that. That's got several different bones.
Just a couple bucks, Jen.
For just a couple dollars, you can make your pet's holiday.
Is that what you guys do, Kev?
Yes, yes. You know, we've had Lily now for a little over 2 years, and that's how we've kind of done it. You know, she got her ornament last year.
She gets an ornament, too?
Well, it's a picture of Lily. You know, welcome to the family type ornament stuff, and then she's got a stocking, and then she gets that filled with a couple of bones and treats.
Her bedroom is bigger than Kevin's, actually.
I know. I was like, his elf gets presents. Why would his dog not get presents? Right,
yeah. Sarah's bedroom is the biggest.
Then Lily's,
then Kevin's got a little spot in the basement.
Is there like some survey about...
You're darn right there is. More than two-thirds of people get pets Christmas presents.
Okay, so I'm in the minority.
77% of dog owners, 71% of cat owners say they're buying special gifts and treats for the pets this year.
I'm embarrassed, too, because like my sister-in-law will buy presents for our dog.
Oh,
How do you think that makes George feel?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's going to pee and poop on the floor whether or not we get him presents.
Well, I would too if I was the only one in the family not getting anything.
Exactly.
I love George. I do.
Well, you should show it. That's all I'm...
Right.
Are you guys buying gifts for your pets? Text us. 314-531-9898. Is Jen a bad mom? Because she isn't. We want to hear your thoughts. 314-531-9898.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on Y98.